Connecticut went through it in 2016, and the city of Philadelphia experienced it in 2020. I think we're going through it now. Has anybody else noticed the superabundance of chipmunks on the South Shore this year? It's hard to walk anywhere right now without bumping into them, even around your own yard. They're burrowing holes into the ground, usually more than one, as they always like to have a built-in escape route for their dens should predators come calling. They squeak when startled and dart from spot to spot to avoid long exposure to those predators. They make a repetitive cooing noise that has tricked some birders into believing that there are cuckoos in the woods. So why are they all here? Typically, if there's a good acorn crop, chipmunk populations grow, so it's a cyclical thing. When growing conditions are right for oaks to produce and release a lot of acorns, chipmunks feast. Interestingly, blue jays share in that phenomenon, caching away acorns as food stores for the winter. The cycle continues when coyotes, foxes, hawks, and owls suddenly find that they have an abundant food supply in the chipmunks, and the system balances out again. So, we may not see as many chipmunks next year. Harsh, I know, but such is life when you live in the food chain. So where should you go if you want to see chipmunks and don't have them in your yard? Right now, the answer is outside. Eastern chipmunks love deciduous forests, a habitat term which basically describes much of the South Shore. They're good tree climbers. Their name derives from an Ojibwe word meaning one who descends trees headlong, though they burrow into the ground for homes. Between June and August, they are in their second breeding period of the year, so expect to see them scurrying around together for a few weeks. Beyond that, though, chipmunks lead remarkably solitary lives. When you're out in the woods this summer, look especially to the old stone walls that marked ancient farm fields, which have so many good hiding places in them. But they can't all hide this year. There are just too many of them. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.